Supervisors grant more wasteful legal spending, Bell shouts obscenities.
February 12, 2024. The Exeter Township supervisors approved more baseless legal spending in their Monday night meeting. They approved 4-1 to undertake an appeal of an already decided right to know request before the Berks County District Attorney, DA. The action was brought before the BOS by the solicitor, in what is a clear attempt to jack up billable legal hours. The Berks DA approved the release of information in RTK No. 2024-01, which dealt with a child endangerment investigation that was deemed to be unfounded by the Exeter PD. Exeter solicitor Chad Schnee informed the board that a Child Protective Services investigation had been RTK'd, but that the township had not been given notice on an appeal before the DA made its decision to grant the request. Schnee muddied the water, knowing he's dealing with people who hadn't read the report before them, citing state laws that they also didn't read, to make it seem like there was an imperative to protect someone's privacy. However, the reality of the situation is that two agencies have already signed off on the release of the information. In essence, this is Schnee saying that he knows better than the bank of lawyers in the DA's office. There is zero reason for Exeter taxpayers to pay for an appeal of this RTK under some high-minded ideal of law and order, when the Exeter PD and the DA already signed off on it. It is not our responsibility to pay to uphold state law, if indeed the state law even says what Schnee claims. Other actions taken in the meeting include a request by Reading Hospitality Management to have fireworks at the Reading Country Club for a private event on May 25, which died for lack of a second when motioned by Chair Jack Pio. Approval of $70,000 for a new police vehicle, unanimous vote. Disposal of old police records that are currently cluttering a downstairs hallway at the township building dating back as far as 2003, approved 5-0. Chief Matt Harley explained the complexity of the issue afterward. He told me about a murder from 1996 at Trout Run in which three people were killed that takes up an entire banker's box of photos, reports, etc., that they must hold on to for 75 years. 5-0 vote. Approval of a traffic plan for the Lorraine Nursery development. Pio cautioned that it means nothing in reality, that there are no land development plans for the apartment complex yet. It is merely one more step in a process. During the meeting, there was an exchange between supervisors Dave Hughes and George Bell in which Bell called Hughes an asshole. During Hughes' supervisor report, he told of the existence of an email from the solicitor dated April 22, 2022, which went to all members of the BOS at that time, and interim manager, at the time, Clarence Ham, in which Schnee lays out the provisions of Section 407C of the Second Class Township Code, which covers use of the vacancy chair. This is a provision of the code which rules out the way that the supervisors illegally use the vacancy chair Diana Risa to put Bell back on the board. All parties currently on the BOS except Pio were on that email, and should have known proper procedure, according to Hughes. He then said that he'd be providing that email to the DA and they're checking into a criminal complaint that I lodged on the affair. Bell piped in an agitated fashion, "Take your best shot there, Supervisor Hughes." Hughes responded, "See? This is what happens." Bell shot back, "Because you're an asshole." Bell was clearly bothered by the public revelation of the email evidence which implicated him, Kircher, Ham, and Schnee in a conspiracy to place Bell back on the board through illegal means, for which they should be criminally charged. Pio eventually got things back in order, after Bell's profanity-laced outburst, a shameful action unbecoming of a supervisor. The next BOS meeting will take place on February 26.